Hello, this is Terry Laundry with the Sunday, August 15th, 2010 T3 observations. We have quite a few things to do today, and you'll see that there are many charts there. We're going to cover the gamut of the final refinement for the bearish T in the first chart, and then we're going to move on to answer some questions about the long-range advanced decline Ts. We're going to talk about why T's come out as the basically echoes, and we'll use the advanced decline T history from 66, which is going to be the second chart, to get into that one. And from that, show you how you can make long range, you can take that echoing principle, and you can review the great 1987 T, which came out of what was the most severe low in modern memory. And then we're going to move on to some use of the Keltner bands in the gold and in the and the bonds, which I deciphered with the help of some comments that came in last week. And then I'm going to talk about some big picture events with a long-term follower of T-theory who came by, Rich, and we were trying to make a talk about. We spent a lot of time talking about how this big picture stuff is the important thing you want to know. And so I thought I'd get interested in that because that's what we're going to be talking about next year. Not necessarily next year, but it will be for the next few years after we finish this projected peak into the August 26th or end of the month expected rally. Now, let's go to the first chart where we have the envelope T. And if you look at the envelope T, you'll see an envelope T chart, which that's what it's labeled as a file. You see we have this bear T with a peak at the end of August. I have a small green ADT, which is at the center post in the actual low of the S&P, which would be in the end of June. And it's got a projected peak that goes a little bit beyond the end of August, and that's called hang up. And then down below in the oscillator, you see the oscillator drop down on that sharp decline on Wednesday, and it's still holding a rising bottoms pattern. And that last few days there of sideways activity, that is a market bottom, and you can see that by looking at the arms ratio, where you see that you've got five numbers. So you've got 104, which is sort of neutral, 141, which is oversold, 6.3, which is very oversold climactically. 1.23 and 1.21, which are all oversold numbers. When you add that up and divide by 5, or you just take the 5-day total, you get what Richard Arms in his book considered to be, that is the number that you really look for, not just the 1-day arms. And those are all good bottom configurations. Now you notice, and there's some confusion that you can call that's a bearish T. And so I'll spend a little time on that. So what did we find out coming in the mail in the last few days was that Charles Nenner, who has been forecasting a peak in August, just turned bearish on this last drop that we've had, which did cut through the black line, which is bad, but as long as the oscillators hold the bottom, you can get away with it. And then somebody told me that Peter Eliades, who's looking for a rally into the end of the month, he turned bearish. I don't know if this is true. And then, finally, at Market Watch, they're discussing the Hindenburg omen, which is the named after the dirigible that was filled with hydrogen that didn't make out so well in a lightning storm. And so everybody's turning bearish. And it turns out that's why it's called a bearish T. So when we were forming this T, I told people that you don't really want to know about what's going on the center of the T because it's a bearish T. Well, it's starting to turn around now, but it still looks bearish, and people are getting more and more bearish as you go into this T, and you are stuck with this pattern that looks like it's ready to drop out. However, the small advanced decline T is good enough to project a run-up that will attempt to go past the end of August. I wouldn't push my luck on that one, okay? But I do think you can come up on that. It's called a bearish T because everybody is bearish, and they just keep turning more and more bearish as you go to the end of the T. In the case of the other kind of T, which is called a bullish T, everybody, the market jumps up from the center post low and makes its maximum rate of gains, and then it gets toppy as you go to the right end of the tee, which would, if this was a bullish tee, you would have made the rally that started off in the June time period would have carried up, and then you'd be coming into a toppy phase into the end of August. The reason that the difference between a bearish tee and a bullish tee, where the terminology comes from, is when you're in a decline, the cash buildup, which is in the green line, builds up money, but it all goes to the end of the tee. And so the money that was built up in that cash buildup is yet to be seen. It shows up in the last few weeks. So we don't know how much we're going to tap into it. But we do know that we're close enough now that if you can get the oversold condition, now you should go to the end of the tee and it should be taken care of. The fact that everybody is bearish and turning bearish is not unusual, since that's where the name, the prediction that it'll be a bearish tee is that everybody will turn bearish sooner or later. And that, so you do have to make sure that the oscillator makes the bottom and so forth. But I think as far as the arms ratio is concerned, those last 5 days are as good as you're going to get. In the update on Wednesday, I noted that the 6.3. I did an update on Thursday to pick up the 6.3 on Wednesday. That's a selling climax. It's always been true that if you can just hold the oscillator with a high reading like that, it's not the highest reading you can get, but anything around 6, 5, 4, and it used to be even at 3, when you had upside momentum, is good enough to just wipe all the bears off and get everybody bearish and get everybody wants to sell, get out of the sell, and then you can turn around and you can go up. So it takes a couple of days to get, and we've had a couple of days, and the answer is that you should have. Usually, what happens is you get some kind of spark, but the news is so bad it's hard to figure out what the spark's going to be. The other thing I would say is that bearish tees are very confused. Smart people get confused in bearish tees because they run backwards in time. Mostly you just get the money pushed at the end, and they have this reverse characteristic. One way to think about that is in the movie Curious Case of Benjamin Button, in which he lives his life backwards. He's born physically as a small baby, but he's an old man. His makeup is an old man, and then he slides back, and at his death, he gets younger and younger as he goes along, and he finally winds up as dying off as a young, healthy-looking baby, because he plays his life in reverse. Bear tees just play themselves like Benjamin Button's story; they play in reverse. There's no money at the center. There's enough money to make the rally at the center post, but most of it gravitates backwards, and then you get an interpretation. Looking ahead at the end of August, what people will say is that that's a reverse head and shoulders bottom pattern. If you're into the technical stuff, and the head could be the June low, and it's not going to be the center post of the T. It's more like the advanced decline T. The head upside down. This is an upside down version. The head is the June low, end of June low, and then the left shoulder is this stuff that we get, just in front of the center post of the tee, and we're just making the right shoulder now, and then you turn up, and that's what they're going to say, and they're going to say that's a major reversal. So when you get to the end of the bearish tee, they're all going to be bullish again, but it doesn't matter because the tee ran out. The hang up is dangerous to fulfill, unless you happen to have extraordinarily high momentum going into the end of the month. In other words, you have to tap a lot of money. There could be a lot of money there. It's either money that's short covering money, or it's investment money that's burning a hole in the pocket, and people say, I'm going to hold off, and then when they see the turn up, then they decide they're going to have to jump onto it. But unless you can come up with a stimulus package that involves like $1 trillion as a minimum, that sounds credible, I don't think you can. You just have to cut it off at the end of the month. The end of the month is also the Noam Fosbach's seasonal study that shows that the end of the month, the rally into the end of the month, and then an extension for a couple days into the new month is the most reliable pattern seen in history. Doesn't have a lot to do with this forecast here, but it is sort of like it is a normal event,
And the fact that that everybody's turning bearish is just normal contrary opinion in the stock market, as we can see. So let's see. That I think probably is all we can say about this, and we'll do a postmortem on this. We get to the end of the peak, but as far as the question is it you still think this is going to happen? And the answer is that's what the T say. So that's what we do. We do T theory. Want to know about the other people? You have to ask the other people about why they turn bearish, and then but that's not in the realm of T theory and so forth. It's good to know a lot about bearish T's, because once we clear out the major top in the next chart, it's bearish T's all the way down, to perhaps for 2 years. And so the characteristic where they run backwards to bullish T's is something you just have to get a handle on. And I don't think in that time period I'm going to talk a lot about bearish T's, because there's bigger fish to fry over in the gold and bond markets. And so we'd probably be specializing in that. Okay, so that's the first topic that we're going to do. Then we're going to be back and we're going to talk about the advanced decline T's. Thank you.